This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHN, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chalmakili. Birmingham lawyer Randall Woodfin grew up in different parts of Birmingham. The 36-year-old is now running for mayor. He says he's connected to communities from North Birmingham to Southtown, and if elected, he says he would revitalize those neighborhoods outside of downtown. He talks with WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.
It's good to see Birmingham be a part of a national trend of people wanting to be in the city center, that there's growth in our downtown, like a lot of other cities in the South. But what I like to tell people is that there is real life and people and residents west of 65, north of Uptown, east of Kerrigan's and over the First Avenue Bridge, where there are real issues around people not feeling safe on their porch or in their front yard, and their property value either going down or staying the same versus going up. If we don't focus on neighborhood revitalization for all of the neighborhoods, what we see is only cosmetic. We really have to invest in and support all 99 neighborhoods.
So is there a plan that you can share with us at this time?
There's much I can do as mayor. When you're over a budget that's close to $500 million, $426 million in your general fund, $75 million in your capital, you can do a lot to be intentional about improving people's quality of life. When it comes down to neighborhood revitalization, it's going to start with basic services. I'm defining that as street paving, walkable curbs and sidewalks, lights, parks. Is anything about that necessarily sexy? Absolutely not. That is the job of a city. A new mayor has to address that.
You're saying that people don't feel safe on their porches.
That's correct.
What can the mayor do about that?
I think there are a couple of things. Now, I will say that we don't have enough beat officers actually in the field, in the street, to respond to crime. Our response time is not where it needs to be. And I think there's too much of a criminal element that knows our response time is not where it needs to be. Now, is that the same as not having enough total number of police officers on the force? Maybe not. Many will tell you it's not a matter of us not having enough police. It's how the police are being used. What I'm finding out when I'm in the court, criminal courtroom, looking at who's committing crime, the 16, the 17, the 18-year-olds that are picking up guns, we got to replace that with some form of employment. We need to make sure young people actually finish high school. And if they don't want to go to college, don't want to go to the military, they have the option to finish high school with some form of workforce certification.
You talk about jobs, and jobs are part of economic development.
Yes.
How then do we develop our economy in a way that's equitable?
Birmingham's the largest city in the state of Alabama, but it's also the fourth largest populated city of blacks. There's an overwhelming amount of concentrated poverty in our city. That's an issue. My concern is industry, job placement, job recruitment, workforce training. There is no intentionality around any of the things I've just named.
Well, I've seen several examples where other cities provide more funds from the city budget for schools than we do.
I compare us to Huntsville, how we spend money. The current administration has zero priorities in how they spend money. They just burn through tax dollars. And all you have to do is look at a neighboring city within our state, as far as similar in size, et cetera. City of Huntsville has 189,000 residents. We have 211,000. Their budget is $303 million. Our budget is $426 million. Size those two cities up. Huntsville gives its school system $20 million. Birmingham, with the $426 million budget, gives our school system $1.8 million. Education is not a priority to this current administration. With all the issues in Birmingham, with poverty, with crime, with lack of jobs, it's all rooted in making education a priority.